You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. Hello. I hope that you are having an amazing day wherever you are. I hope that you are well. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you all for the feedback on the last couple of episodes. I really appreciate all of the comments. And don't forget, you can email me at businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com. I'm really curious to know where the listeners are from. Just send me an email, introduce yourself, and let me know where you're listening from. I'm really curious about finding out where everyone's listening from and just hearing your stories as well. So just a couple touch announcements before we get into today's episode. There is something called show notes that are attached to podcasts. And I wanted to let you know that if you look through those show notes, you can see important details from the podcast episode, like links to the things that I talk about, some free bonuses or worksheets that might be attached. And if you don't know how to find the show notes for your particular podcast listening app, you can Google how to find the show notes for insert your podcast app. So if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you don't know how to find the show notes, you could Google how to find show notes for Apple Podcasts, and that would be helpful. I just want to let you all know that the show notes are out there as a resource in case you miss something that I say or you need a correct spelling or a link to a resource that I mentioned. It's most likely going to be in the show notes. All right, so on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about three perspective changes that you need to move from the category of a consumer of fashion to a fashion business owner. So I want us to really consider the importance of changing our perspective from someone who is taking in fashion, consuming fashion, to someone who is actively, strategically building a fashion business, right? There is a shift that needs to happen to where you start to see things from a business owner perspective and not a consumer. And this helps you to be more strategic when you're making your decisions so that you can get off the hamster wheel and you can think for yourself and you can actually even recognize strategy from other brands when you see it out on the internet or offline as well. So I'm going to be talking about three of those perspective changes. And something that I see a lot on social media is that everyone is trying to copy the big brands, like the American brands, the European brands. And a lot of people are trying to do whatever they do and hoping that it catches on. I personally have realized that that strategy isn't really the most effective or the most efficient, just because even big brands sometimes don't know what to expect, right? I used the example of COVID-19 that happened in 2020. Everyone was surprised by that, right? Even the big fashion brands. So if you're sitting in your office or wherever you're running this business from, I'm thinking, I'm going to just follow what the big brands do. The big brands themselves sometimes don't know. I attended the Vogue Business Summit sometime last year. It was hosted by Google, I believe, and it was a virtual summit. And they had a lot of people from, you know, the big brands, the American brands, the European brands, and everyone was just saying it's unprecedented times, we're really going through challenging times. And in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, if these big brands are who everybody else is trying to, you know, walk in their footsteps, but they don't know what they're doing either, you know, it doesn't add up, right? The math doesn't add up, because if you're trying to follow someone who doesn't know what they're doing, like, a blind person can't lead a blind person. And this is not to say that the big brands don't have strategy, but it's to say that when something like 2020 happens, if you're in a cycle of following the big brands, you're going to be lost, and that will not do very well for your brand. So those perspective changes come into play when we begin to shift our mindset from being a consumer of fashion to a fashion business owner. And the overarching point of this is that there's a lot that goes on offline. I know that in recent years, it kind of feels like for you to run a business, you also have to be an influencer, or you also have to build a personal brand, because everything is so online. But what I am presenting to you today is that there is actually a lot of work that goes on into building a business that happens offline, that happens off the internet, that happens off Instagram, off Facebook, off Twitter, right? And so that leads me to my first point. The first perspective change is to begin to realize that social media clout does not equal sales. Sales do not equal profit, and profits do not equal impact. And now, I know that's a mouthful, so I'm going to say it again. Social media clout does not equal sales. Sales do not equal profit, and profits does not equal impact, right? So I'm leading you through realizing and seeing that whatever you see on the internet is not necessarily a factor that presents how well a brand is doing or not. If a brand has social media clout, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have sales. And even if they have sales, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have profits, because, you know, if you think about your financial statements, you have to take out whatever expenses that you spent money on to be able to get the sales in the first place. And I'm going to have some more episodes where I get into, you know, breaking down accounting topics into easy to digest bits for you all. But when you have sales, you have to take out those expenses that you spent money on in order to get the sales, right? So even if a brand is having a lot of sales, but they're pushing a lot of money into those Facebook ads or those Instagram ads, or even other things that fashion companies spend money on, the profit that remains at the end of the day may not be worth much, right? And also, profit doesn't necessarily equal impact. And my personal philosophy is to think, what do I want my brand? What impact do I want my brand to have, right? Not just necessarily what profit are we going to earn at the end of the day, but what impact is the brand going to have? Whenever you look at the Instagram or social media pages of these brands, try to change your perspective from someone who's consuming their content to really thinking strategically as a business owner. What is this post meant to achieve? What was the person who planned this post thinking when they planned it, right? What is the overarching purpose of this page? Because what we realized in 2020 is that a lot of huge brands with a lot of social media clout ended up filing for bankruptcy, right? And they probably had their reasons why they did that, but that just goes to show that because someone has social media following doesn't necessarily mean that their financials or their numbers are doing as glamorous as their Instagram page might look, right? That's the first perspective change that you need, is to begin to realize that social media clout doesn't equal sales, sales don't equal profit, and profit definitely does not always equal impact. Now, the second perspective change is understanding that being a fashion business doesn't necessarily mean that you have to define or brand yourself as luxury. So this is something that I personally have seen in a lot of African fashion businesses, is that it feels like we've been told or conditioned to believe that for us to make it as a fashion business, we have to brand ourselves as luxury and make all our items, you know, super high priced. And I'm going to have a completely different episode about defining luxury and really getting into how the branding of fashion companies as luxury started and, you know, exploring what that can mean for us as African fashion companies. But I also want us to understand that not every fashion company is going to be luxury. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to become a fast fashion company, right? Because these days it feels like there's only two baskets in which you can fit your brand into. It's either your luxury and all your items are super high price, or your fast fashion and it's just like pumping out as many styles as quickly as possible, right? And we sometimes forget that there is a middle in between that luxury and that fast fashion, and there are even business models that are completely outside of that box, right? So the point of this episode and the point of this platform really is to get you to begin to think outside of the box, the traditional box of what has been defined as and for fashion companies, to begin to see that there are other business models that are explorable for your brand. There, you can even begin to research and try out different business models and see what your customers like. You know, there's different business models like runway rental, there's bespoke, there's direct to customers, and I'm sure there are other business models that are probably unique to the African fashion space that we haven't even thought of, right? And I'm getting very excited because for the longest time, fashion has always been European-centric or American-centric. Africa and, you know, parts of Asia and other parts of the world, really, our fashion industry hasn't really been giving as much spotlight as the European and American fashion scenes. And I'll probably do a different episode about this, the history of fashion and why that has been. And I'm really excited because it's finally time for us as Africans to really show what our fashion is. And when the European and American fashion spaces were getting all the limelight, it doesn't mean there wasn't fashion in Africa, because you know, people had to wear clothes, but our fashion just wasn't given the spotlight because we were dealing with other things like colonization and, you know, the rest. But the time has finally come for us to begin to look at business models that can work for us uniquely as Africans. What really works for us with our African values, what we can build and incorporate into our community that naturally flows with the way we already think as Africans and the way that we already do business. So please think outside of the box. Don't feel like you have to be boxed into this, you know, luxury brand business model if that's not what you're going for. So that's the second perspective change from a consumer of fashion to a fashion business owner. So the last point, the last perspective change for this episode that you need to shift from a consumer of fashion to a fashion business owner is to understand that you have to follow strategy and not trends. You have to follow strategy and not trends. And I know that you can probably think of like 3 to 4 trends that have come up recently in the fashion space, whether that be, you know, the style of the clothing or the aesthetic of the photos or even the body type of the models that are being used by fashion companies to advertise their wares. You don't have to follow those trends. It's much better for the long run if you create your own strategy and you test it out and you see what works and you stick with that, right? Always know your North Star. So if everybody's doing something, you don't necessarily have to do that if it doesn't align with your goals and your strategy and what your customers like. My mom, you know, I'm Nigerian, and my mom always used to say this thing like, oh, if all your friends are jumping into fire, will you also jump? You know, if everybody's doing something, doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing. And it also doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for you if you do it. And something very interesting about consumers, about customers, is that they can tell when you're just following a trend, because it feels like there's no consistency in your page. It feels like there's no authenticity. And that, most of the time, turns off customers, right? So you want to make sure that you actually sit down, think about what impact you want your brand to have. Think about your own strategy so you can be able to even articulate it to customers and they can understand your journey instead of just following whatever is trending on social or just whatever is trending in general. And, you know, someone might come up with the argument that, well, following trends is profitable. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not, because it might be profitable. Who's to say it won't be profitable? But the question is it sustainable? It might be profitable for a while. You might get some sales, and for the short term, it might bring you some profits. But then when that trend is no longer trending, you have to quickly pivot to the next thing that's trending. And that is just a perfect recipe for burning out, right? Following trends is playing the short game, whereas strategizing is playing the long game. And I have a completely different episode about what the long game is, what it entails, and how to strategically think about that as well. So the short game is following trends, and it might work for a while, but I encourage you to think about the long game, really strategizing when you're making decisions for your brand. So I have an activity for you guys and girls. In the show notes, like I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a link to sign up for a bonus that I have attached to this episode, and it's basically going to be a perspective change worksheet. I'm really excited about this worksheet. I came up with it myself. And the summary of the activity on the worksheet is that it leads you to really think about 3 of your favorite fashion companies, open up their social media, and try to think as a business owner instead of a consumer. And when you download that perspective change worksheet, it'll work you through all of the steps that you need to take in order to complete this activity. I think this activity, what it really did for me was to help me even just opening an Instagram page. I didn't go into the immediate scrolling hypnosis. I really took my time and said, okay, this is what I'm looking for in this brand. I'm trying to spot out their strategy. So definitely sign up and download that perspective change worksheet. It will be in the show notes for you as well. So in conclusion, the summary of this episode is that you need to be intentional about the decisions that you make for your brand and stick to strategizing in accordance with your North Star. Remember, the first point is social media clout does not equal sales, and sales do not equal profit, and profit doesn't always equal impact. Second point is being a fashion business does not mean you have to brand yourself as luxury. And the third is to follow strategy and not trends. All right, you guys, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your feedback about this episode. Feel free to send me an email at businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com, or you could just hop on Instagram and send us a DM as well at businessofafricanfashion. I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.